Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started.
Question. As I watch the news, more and more, it seems as if the coronavirus is no longer in a distant country or a distant city far from me. It seems as if it's in almost every community in the United States. And we're living day to day with the coronavirus in our community. What are some things I should do to take precautions in doing my best to protect myself from the coronavirus? Answer. This is a great question. And today we have a guest to help us answer this question. We have the fabulous and phenomenal Fenoris Hurt. She holds a social work degree. In addition, she's a hospital employee and a youth worker, and also what she would hold most valuable is that she's a grandmother. So Fenoris Hurt, say hello to all our listeners.
Hello, everybody.
So Fenoris, what is some advice you would provide from all your life experiences on best protecting ourselves during the coronavirus that we live in?
You should wash your hands often, 20 seconds at a time, or you can sing the birthday song while you're washing your hands. You can also cut your cell phone off, clean it with some alcohol wipes, and put it in a Ziploc bag. That way you're not constantly touching that part of the screen, and then you can just kind of wipe the Ziploc bag off. You can also wipe off doorknobs, commode, the commode handles. All of that carries a lot of germs.
Very
and
good.
And also wear a mask.
Excellent. So going back to some of the things you said, so first off, you said cell phone. Many people are touching their cell phones all day long and use it for important matters. Have you found alcohol to ruin the cell phone at all?
No, because you should turn it off first and then wipe it with the alcohol, like a little alcohol wipe. And then just kind of let air dry and then turn it back on and place it in a Ziploc bag.
Great. And when it's in a Ziploc bag, have you been able to use the different apps such as texting with your cell phone?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so it works just fine. You don't have to pull your cell phone out of the bag.
No.
Okay, that's good to know for our listeners. In addition, you mentioned cleaning lots of surfaces, including the commodes. For many of our essential employees that listen, they're still going to work and dealing with, you know, public restrooms, public sinks, things of that sort. Would you recommend that before using them, they wash down whatever they might touch?
Yes.
Okay, very good. What about clothing? When one, say, returns home at the end of the day, is there anything special that one might do with their clothing?
You should probably put them in a plastic bag and take them directly to the washer. And
yeah,
also place your shoes at the door, or don't bring them in the house at all if you have an area that you can just put your shoes in, and you can clean them with some type of disinfectant as well, but just don't bring them in because the virus could be carried throughout your home.
Yeah, and that's what we need to protect ourselves from. Viruses is outside, but we also don't want it to come into our homes and hurt the loved ones that are able to shelter in place. In addition, are there any clothing items that people might usually wear that they could go without, for example, like a tie? Should people really be wearing a tie these days?
No, because they're always pulling and touching on those. They should not wear a tie at all.
Yeah.
If they do wear one, they should wash it daily.
Gotcha. Is there a trick to washing a tie?
I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of just throwing it in their wash machine, I believe. Maybe put it in a bag and just do it as you do your clothes and just drop it over in there.
Gotcha. But you're not good. You won't take responsibility for any listeners whose laundry gets a little ruined by following any advice, will you?
No.
Okay. You're allowed to laugh there if you found that funny. Don't worry. Okay. There you go. Your laugh is coming out. That's good.
Also, your eyeglasses should be clean too.
Oh,
they need to be clean.
Never thought of that. That's very important. Clean with alcohol?
Yes, you can clean it with alcohol. And now it's not good to wear contacts because they're claiming that the virus can be contracted through your fingers touching your eyes all the time. So if you can wear glasses, it will be beneficial to do that, because you can clean those really often.
Sure. Now, can one put alcohol on the lenses on the part of their glasses? Will that hurt the lens at all? Or?
No, it doesn't bother them. Because a lot of the little wipes have a little bit of alcohol in them anyway.
The
ones that you can purchase from eyeglass companies. I think they have a little alcohol in it.
Oh, so that's good to know. As you know, this is...
Or you could use soap and water.
Soap and water, yeah, that's very good too. That works. And in fact, I remember hearing from an optometrist once, for the hard-to-place reaches of glasses where it's kind of little dirt and dust can develop, they say put your eyeglasses in a bowl of soap and water and just kind of let it soak and rinse off. So that's a very good idea, soap and water in these days.
Yes. Yes.
As you know, this podcast is kind of presented towards the world of brain injury medicine. And as you know from the many prior podcasts you've listened to, we've really focused on the brain injury community. So something I wanted to kind of put out there to the brain injury community is that many patients with brain injury who have sustained a brain injury are very resilient and resourceful people. They've learned how to live with whatever challenges that are thrown at them. And one could say this is just another challenge that one is approaching and that people will get through as best as possible. But you just have to take proper precautions. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Any thoughts that in the world of brain injury that really patients with a brain injury are most suited to tackle this new challenge because they've tackled past challenges?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, with this type of virus, where does this virus actually start? Does it start in the brain of a person, or does it start in the chest area? Do they actually know where the symptoms actually start? And what are some of the symptoms of the virus?
Yes, so where does it start is a good question. So there's different ways of looking at where does it start. One could say it starts at the surfaces. It starts at the interface or the connection between a person and their environment, which is why we protect our environment as best as possible from this. But it's being found to enter people's body often through the respiratory, also known as the breathing system, through our mouth, through our nose, through our eyes. So that's why we have to protect the ourselves from the environment in front of us to help prevent the virus from entering into us. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Now I have one more question. Is it airborne or droplets or a combination?
So that's also a very good question. And, you know, we know that it's a little mix of everything in a certain sense, because there's new information coming out every day, every hour, every minute. So it's hard to know for sure what's the prime way that this virus transmits or communicates, because they've also seen some episodes of it being in a patient's stool when they have a bowel movement and go to the bathroom. So it's, this virus seems to be confusing everyone in some way, to some degree. As much as we know is as much as we don't know. So that's why it's very important to take the precautions that you have placed forth to us today. The Brain Injury Answers podcast thanks you for coming on to the podcast and giving us the honor to interview you and to share insights with the rest of our listeners into this world of protecting ourselves from the coronavirus. And we thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Stay safe, be well, and may we only hear good news.
Exactly. Remember to wash your hands as often as possible.
Amen to that. Wash your hands. Take care.
That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.